Okay, so producer Donald, what is our survey says this morning that we've got to try to figure out with our own brains?
21% of people admit they do this as they board the escalator.
Oh, stand to the right or walk up to the left.
See, that's how it should be done.
Yeah.
Not everybody does that now.
Yeah, let's go over to Una's corner and she's going to say, what are you talking about? When you get on an escalator, it's a kind of a rule in London for the Underground where you stand to the right so the people who are in a rush can walk up the escalator on the left-hand side.
But No,
that's the rule.
People don't abide by it over here.
No, nobody does.
Nobody does.
Yeah.
You're just slouched out, I can imagine, yeah.
I'm not a big fan of escalators.
You're in the lift.
There was kind of an incident once in Dublin Airport.
Why? What happened?
I just kind of got stuck. I can't remember exactly, but I fell on the escalator.
Okay.
Holding my bags and trying to hold on. Yeah, because I was looking down while holding on.
So, you not being able to use a moving stairs is nobody's fault but your own. You know, if you can't use a thing, don't blame anybody else for it.
I'm not blaming anyone else for it. I'm just saying I'm not good with them.
You're stupid.
Yeah, stupid.
It's not the answer, Cooper. Okay. No,
loads of people have issues with escalators. My mother had... My children have issues with escalators.
So it's an O'Carroll family thing.
Maybe it is. Maybe it's in the genes.
087-110-107. What do you reckon the answer is? And also, can you use an escalator?
I do have issues with an escalator.
21% of people admit they do this as they board the escalator. What is it?
Hold on for dear life.
No, it's not.
Okay, 087-110-107. Is it check if your shoelaces are tied?
No, it's not.
That's a fear if you get that caught.
No. It's not that. It's a good thinking, though.
Sorry. All right. 087-110-107. Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una. It's 10 to 8.
iRadio. Survey says. With Kevin Egan Cars.
What's that face for, Una?
Nothing.
What
no
did
face.
You do?
I didn't.
Did you hit the headphones off your microphone again?
I did.
Again?
I did. Yeah. Thanks for bringing it to everyone's attention again.
Already, yeah.
So if anybody's playing Una's banging her headphones off her microphone bingo, that's once today, so I'm going to tick that off my bingo card. Huh? Who'd expect that before, like 8 a.m.?
I know, I'm doing well.
All right, Donna, what's the question on our survey says?
21% of people admit they've done this as they board an escalator. What is it?
Morning, iRadio. Tommy here in Roscommon.
Morning, Tommy.
Just wondering, is the answer to today, give a little jump onto the escalator.
Oh, yeah.
That's
why
full
would
of
you
beans.
Give a little jump?
Yeah,
I'm excited.
It's a moving floor.
Yeah.
You gotta give it a jump.
I guess, yeah. I just look down and have white knuckles.
Really?
Clinging on, yeah.
I'm not surprised. I try and match my the speed of the escalator with my leg speed.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm getting on it at the same speed. So I don't, you know, jolt
So
back.
You don't get a fright.
Well, yeah, so you don't jolt backwards and fall on your arse like you did.
Yeah. I have to lift the twins on it. They don't like them either.
You should just use elevators all
I
your
should,
life.
Yeah.
You know, lift.
Yeah.
Excuse me, should you know where the lift is? Well, there's the stairs just there. Sorry, did I ask you? Did I ask you where the gym was? All right, is it whatever Tommy gets?
No.
Okay.
Morning, guys. Soup here in Galway. Bye.
Galway Soup, how are you?
Any chances that start saying a decade of the rosary, just in case they don't make it?
Jesus, you'd be up there for a while.
That's what Una would
soup
be doing.
Soup knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah. A full decade of the rosary. Oh, my God.
Have you ever been in any of the steep ones?
Yeah, London Underground.
London.
I think it's the steepest I've ever been on.
Prague Underground is crazy.
So Barcelona has them outside going up some of the hills as well.
I wouldn't be good on those now. Wouldn't be good on those.
Outdoor ones.
Do
you know what it's like?
Yeah.
It's like being up in the gods at Croke Park. Do you know when you're up at the very tip-top up in the gods?
I remember going to see the mixed game where they did the Aussie Rules game with the Gaga game?
Yeah.
I remember going to one of those and we got tickets. And they were right up, like literally I could touch the back wall.
Yeah.
And I was just like, because you know me in heights.
Yeah.
Even standing up is scary because you think you're going to fall over.
I crawled up on my hands and knees up that thing.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I didn't, and this is before I got married. And like Lisa was with me.
Oh my God, how did you not give her the itch?
She still married me. It's like, she goes, I'll help him. All right, we need to get the answer for this, Donald.
So the answer is 21% of people admit they do this when they board an escalator. It's give it two or three free steps before they get on. They go, no, I'll give it. I won't just jump straight on.
Oh, so three steps. Yeah. Move
one,
by.
One, two. Okay, I can go.
And
right.
Then
you
go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you do fall, you don't fall into the person in front of you.
It's gas that you find the, that you find these difficult to use. Do you use the moving floor then in the airport?
Mm. The
travel answer. I do. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
They're designed for people like you.
You've not fell onto that.
No, I haven't. No, that's fine. Yeah. That's great. Lazy because it just people. Kind of pushes you along. Yeah, but hello, the airport.
Go on.
Well, the time from the airport to the actual flight, it's like it's in another county. The amount of walking you have to do at the airport is shocking.
I'm pretty sure I went to Terminal 2 once and then walked around for about half an hour and then came through an exit into Terminal 2.
Yeah.
So, I think they brought me round and round. And I'm just, well, why am I back here again?
Exactly.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, so thank God for the moving floors.
Without them, where would we be today?
I don't know.
Still walking. Mm-hmm. Let me lift you up. With Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls. I think there's only so much that we can put wood in fairness now with this weather, Una.
No, stop. I'm going on my holidays on Thursday.
Are
to
you?
The west. Yeah,
to
so west. I want the weather to stay.
Good. You want to bring your big heavy coat with you as well, like you're wearing in studio?
Well, I have to wear it in studio because it's minus 17 degrees in here.
Soup, is it true that you're not allowed to wear shorts on building sites?
This particular site that I'm on. Not every site, but the one that I'm on, unfortunately.
Why would the girls be catcalling and whistling at you, huh? Is that why?
Something like that, yeah.
There's Soup and his short shorts.
Although the hairy legs and the builder's cleavage, I don't think it's going to appeal too much now to many people.
Oh, builder's cleavage.
Are you got your sun cream anyway, and you've got your water, and you'd be grand today, not a bother to you.
Oh yeah, sure. We'll take it as it comes.
Come here, Soup. Is it true that there's a lad working on your site from Cork, and after Galway beat Cork recently, you did something to his machine?
Well, not me, but yeah, his machine was covered in Cork flags, all put on with time wire. So yeah, it was funny watching him tear them all off with a lot of aggression.
Did you not jump with Galway flags on them?
Galway flags, yeah, and the drivers from Cork.
All right, again.
Very good.
Excellent. Go on, hit it to them. We're watching the rugby over the weekend.
Oh, 100%. It's my first religion.
Yeah.
Rugby,
yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Over the hurling,
a bit nervous at half time, but sure, look, we got over the line, and as Andy Farrell was saying, the scoreline kind of made us look a bit more impressive than what we were, so. Hopefully they might be able to pull up the socks now against New Zealand on Saturday morning.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one against New Zealand. Absolutely.
Well, especially in Eden Park.
Yeah, two world-class teams though, up against each other.
100%.
Yeah, do you know what? We won't back away from them being all frightened and stuff by the hacker. We'll just throw it at them. We'll do a little...
We need to do a jig or something first. I think we need to because, like, the hacker is very intimidating, so Ireland needs to come along with an owl, with something Irish, be like, you know, we're not going to be intimidated. I'm like, you... And diddly-idle.
Maybe a shortened version of the river dance.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that would really freak them out.
Yeah, cut it down to about 15 minutes. Or you should do what Una does. The Irish team should stand there, right, with their arms crossed, kind of just giving them kind of like the side eye. And when they finish the haka, they all just go, boring. Yeah. All right, Soup, let's ramp it up here. It's heating up in Galway. We won't keep you too long. You've got to try and get as many as you possibly can with a game. Rhyme it. We give you a word. You've got to rhyme every question, every answer with the words that we give you. And the high score at the end of the week wins the contents of Una's drawers. There's a melted ice pack in there, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
All right, okay. The word you have to rhyme with today.
Your word today, Soup, is crawl. C-R-A-W-L, crawl. Okay?
Okay.
Your time starts now.
When you're too small to be on a roller coaster, you're not what?
Oh, Pat.
To work a program on your computer, you need to do this.
Install.
A shopping center in America is called a what?
A mall.
When you slip, you usually what?
Fall.
When you come off the car's clutch too quickly, the car will what?
Ball.
You kick this around on a pitch.
Ball.
A rough or noisy fight is called a what?
Time's up.
Pass.
Time is up. Are you two passes on that, buddy? So you're passing the first one. You're too small to be on a roller coaster, so you're not.
Tall.
Tall. And then you got the other ones. A rough or noisy fight is called a what?
A brawl.
Ah.
So how many did Soup get?
Five.
Well done.
Nice and Soup. That's a...
Not as good as the last time, but sure, look, it is what it is.
Dude, it's an admirable score to kick off the start of the week with.
Solid, man.
Yeah, absolutely. It's as solid as the concrete that you'd be laying.
Mm-hmm. Especially for Monday as well.
Yeah, all right. Listen, thank you so much for coming on, Soup. As always, you absolute legend. Be safe in the site. Say hi to the lads and crew for us, will you?
I will, of course. Listen, have a great day, guys. No work too hard. Take it easy.
You watch that builder cleavage now. Make sure it's all, you know, SPF there.
he could fill that with a hot. Doesn't matter. If you'd like to come on and have the fun with us and play our fun game, it's called Rhyme It. Why don't you send us a WhatsApp, Rhyme It, with your name and details to 087 1102 107. Are you on my Is iMornings with Cooper and Una. And we are very excited to announce something, and that is iRadio's session on the Shannon. Una, are you buzzed about this?
I can't wait for this.
It's an evening on Friday, the 7th of August. We're going to be on a boat on the Shannon in Carrick and Shannon with Moon River Cruises. But what are we going to do in the boat? I might bring some tunes, play some tunes.
Can we bring a man with a guitar, though?
Oh, sure.
Maybe a Galway man.
A Galway man?
A Galway man with a guitar.
On the Shannon.
On the Shannon, yeah.
Like somebody like Jamie McIntyre.
Jamie McIntyre, yes. Jamie McIntyre is going to be there playing tunes on the Shannon with us and with yourself. How are you doing, Jamie?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Yeah. Buzzing for this.
Yeah. Same as.
Now, I know Una was pretty keen to know how your sea legs were, because have you ever performed on a boat on the Shannon?
Not on the Shannon. Or not on a boat either, no.
Not really?
Neither. Oh, yes.
Two firsts.
This is going to be a
but
first.
The last time I was on the boat, we were going to the Iron Islands and I nearly got sick all over everybody. So. Yeah.
Oh, you get the seasickness.
Just well. We're going out to the island when you're going up and down and up and down. It's not ideal.
Oh, yes. Man, it could be choppy on the Shannon.
It's going to be smooth sailing all the way.
Yeah.
I'm like you, man. I got seasick when we did the Cliffs of Moher. We did the boat. Okay. Bad idea for me to do that because I don't have sea legs at all. Rivers, fine. Sea, not great at all. You know?
For the love of God.
Yeah.
So, Jamie, you have been a busy, busy bookle. Tell us about the gigs off the back of this weekend. Last weekend
we done the first two gigs of the Irish tour with Keane DeCrow last weekend, so
amazing.
That was class. Oh yeah, we got to chat away with him, lovely dude. And then We're with Tom Grennan now on Thursday.
Oh wow. My god,
down in Cork. So I don't know how they're gonna respond.
Controversial.
You made a big impact when Galway won the other day, didn't they?
Yeah, my tune came on in Croke Park, which was class.
Were you there in Croke Park?
No, I was.
Oh, you were gigging.
I was gigging the day before, so we just got home. I was over at my girlfriend's house and I didn't actually hear it because I just went to go to the toilet after they won. I was like, oh, it's over, and then she's like, oh, it's on. I was like, oh, ready to run in.
Oh my god, like.
So it was great. Yeah, it was a great surprise because I didn't know it was going to happen. So it was really, really cool.
Yeah. So what? Luke Combs coming up as well.
Yeah, Luke Combs. Gosh, yeah, Luke Combs and Slane.
Luke Combs. Yeah. Casually.
Yeah, Luke Combs coming up in Slane, and then we have the rest of the four more Keane DeCrow shows, and then Electric Picnic, and my UK tour, and then my Irish tour. So
my
it's a busy year.
Sorry, you forgot about the boat party.
Oh yeah, you forgot about the boat party.
That's your guys.
Yeah.
Luke Combs is only slain with like 90,000 people, for crying out loud.
Can't forget about the boat party.
It's going to be amazing. You got your outfit set.
Oh yeah, just picked it out this morning.
I'm really buzzed for this. It's going to be great.
Yeah, we've just announced iRadio's session on the Shannon with Jamie McIntyre. We are so buzzed about this.
So you are not going to be able to go to the All-Ireland final to support Galway. You're going to be with Luke Combs.
Yeah.
You know, Luke Combs in front of 80,000 people.
Yeah.
So your song, Galway Town, can't be sang at Croke Park.
No.
No, because I'm going to go instead.
Oh God.
And sing it for me.
Well, no, I have my own song. I have my own song that I would like you to listen to. Well, I've got a couple of songs, right? They're very short. Don't worry about it. So I'll sing them to you now. And you can tell me which you think is the best for me to perform at Croke Park. Because you're busy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're not going to be there. You're going to be Luke Combs.
Yeah.
So I'll be there for you, standing in for you, right? Will I go ahead so with my...
Oh, please. I cannot wait. Okay. My headphones are up the loudest I can go.
Okay, all right. We're simply the West. Dun, dun, dun. Better than all the rest. Better than anyone. Better than a hot chicken roll. Wow, okay, right, we're the West, we're sound, Limerick ain't gonna take us down.
No, I like that
one. Okay, but now this is the piece de resistance. Can you get your guitar there?
Yeah.
Do you know the song, what's it called? Country Roads.
You ever heard of that one?
Take me home. Do you know the, so it goes, almost heaven, West Virginia.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, started so there. just play the tune and I'll sing. Like you save your book. Cornemona. Mam cross crossroads and the Carib River. The home of Krusty's, city of the tribes. Everybody sound there, nothing but good vibes. Oran Moore, Clare Galway, Spanish Arch, and Loughrea, Cornemona, Carondola. Take Liam home, Mam Crossroads.
That is great.
So do you think that might be better?
I think we need you in Crow Park.
Yes, amazing.
Do you know what? I'm glad that this is happening now and that Una hasn't go, oh, will you auto-tune me now? Because
that was really good. I mean, Jamie and I have never actually, we've never like jammed together, and that was a beautiful thing that happened just there.
That was a magical moment.
That was magical. Think, yeah. Like, you know?
It must be some sort of lyric genius, Una, to come up with that. Like, how do you even remember lyrics is one thing that I need to know.
How do I remember them?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I don't. I just write them and then I read them. Okay. I don't remember them.
Jamie, with this gig now on August 7th, our radio session on the Shannon, now that you've spent a little bit more time at Una, are you still going to do the gig?
I can support you.
No, I think our musical chemistry there was just too good.
You are this Jamie McIntyre. We have the chem. We've got the musical chem going on there.
We got the musical chem going on here.
Oh, look at that. Oh my God, Jamie. I love it. You need to be practicing your cowboy now for the country folk, the Luke Combs gig.
And that's if you don't scare him off, Una. So, the 7th of August, session on the Shannon with Cooper Nuna and Jamie McIntyre. How do you get tickets? Find out in a bit on iRadio. We have announced our session on the Shannon with Jamie McIntyre. It is going to be on the Shannon on the 7th of August in Carrick and Shannon. We are so excited about this because, Jamie, you're going to be playing in Slane this weekend. You're playing EP and it's going to be absolutely phenomenal. The fact that we're going to have him on a boat, and it's going to be intimate. It's going to be very limited tickets. We will be giving you an opportunity to win tickets from today on just after 9 o'clock this morning. So if you want to get details, stick with us here on iRadio. Jamie, before you go, will you actually sing us your version of Go Away Town? Now, you can throw in Sligo Town.
Sligo Town works.
Sligo Town works.
Sligo
Town.
Sligo by.
Over Monaghan.
Yeah, see, it works. Turman Feckin Town.
That one's great.
Yeah.
Well, what about where you're from? And get that thrown.
Over Lishdall Town.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then Blanchardstown.
Hey. Hey, who are the Blanch? I watched that moment light up in your head. Blanch.
So one good idea I had all day.
All right.
Run into the mountains, overtook. Time to tell. Run away faster, oh, the devil's on your tail. Trying to fight the feeling of the low. Too young to be heartbroken. Oh, would you risk it all to save her? And if you stop for a minute, take a look around. You see the stars that shine so brightly. Over Galway Town. And if you find love, don't lose it. There's not much around. Oh, in her eyes, the shone so bright light. Over Galway Town. La 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 la. Oh, the rivers, the streams, the wind at your back. Looking forward, there's no life in the past. I'll give you my jacket, you'll be holding my hand. I wanted love, you gave me the chance. And if you stop for a minute, take a look around. You see the stars that shine so brightly over Galway Town. And if you find love, don't lose it. There's not much around. Oh, in her eyes, the shone so bright light. Over Galway Town, la 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 bright light over Galway town. And if you stop for a minute, oh, 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 take a look around, you see the stars that shine so brightly over Galway town. And if you find love, don't lose it, there's not much around. Oh, in her eyes that shone so brightly over Galway town. La 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 la. Shone so bright like over Galway town.
Woo! Yes! Jamie McIntyre, you're an absolute legend. This is I Morning for Cooper and Una. Get that man a glass of water because I think Una's exhausted him. All right, so iRadio session on the Shannon. It is on Friday, August 7th, Moon River Cruises in Carrick and Shannon. It's going to be so much fun. It's going to be so intimate. Imagine being there with the guy who's going to be on Slaying this weekend and going to be an EP as well during at the end of the summer.
Hey, I'm doing a collab with him on the boat. You heard us perform together.
We want people to come to this and you can win tickets here. Okay.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Get it off your chest.
This comes in from Aoife. She says, hey guys, I need to get this off my chest because my sister has come home with a completely different accent. We're both from Galway and she recently got a job in Dublin and moved there. We're delighted for her. But ever since she started, she sounds like she's gone all posh. My mom and I just look at each other wondering, like, who is this? I mentioned it to her, but she insists she hasn't changed her voice at all, but she definitely has. Maybe it's because of the people she's working with, but it honestly sounds like she's putting it on. Stupid-like. I love her to bits, but every time she comes home, I can barely keep a straight face. Has anyone else had a friend or family member come home sounding like a completely different person? Randomly.
Yes. I know a lad who used to go on holidays to the UK because he'd family over there and he'd come back after a weekend and he would have a UK twang.
Yeah, I remember in secondary school some of my friends putting on accents.
Really?
Yeah, putting on like Cork accents or Limerick accents when they're out. It was
why?
Yeah, I don't know.
This should just so were they from Kerry?
They're from Kerry.
And they did what did they want to disguise where they were from?
I don't know. They were trying to be cool.
Now both of us have I have a sister and you have a brother who live away. Yours is in Canada, mine's in America.
Oh, and he comes home and he starts saying things like vacation. I'm telling you, I'd give it to him.
My sister says,
thank you.
Like, that would drive me crazy.
Stop that now. I get more Irish the more my sister comes home.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, God.
Like, Nicola, you say thanks. T-A-N-X. Forget the hate. Forget the hate. It doesn't exist anymore.
No, you're
it's
Irish.
T-A-N-X. Thanks.
Say 33 and a third immediately.
Yeah. Yeah. As simple as that. Stop telling people you're American.
Oh, my God.
We'd love to hear your examples of people coming back from wherever they've been with another accent and does it drive you mad? All right, who's saying what this morning?
Okay, this is from Aoife and she's given out about her sister because they're both from Galway and Aoife recently moved to Dublin for a job and she's come home now and she's talking all D4 and her sister Aoife's saying it to her and she's denying it but it's driving her mad. Like it's she's gone from mam to mum. Do you know that kind of way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. People are so precious though when people's accents change but like when you come home talking and saying vacation and
yes, thank you. Thank you.
It'll grind your gears, isn't it?
Kick it up the bottom.
Right.
Yeah.
So has anyone else had a friend or family member come home sounding completely different? Especially if you've had somebody actually just go on holiday and come back with the accent.
It's pretentious.
Yeah, yeah.
They have to be putting it on.
My mate Keith, yeah?
Yeah.
He was in Spain last week. Saw him over the weekend. And I'm like, Keith, what's going on? Si, senor, hello, how are you? I'm joking.
Hiya, Cooper and Una. Maybe she got a bang in the head. Maybe she's got foreign accent syndrome, you know.
That's the thing.
It is the thing.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
People wake up and they like speak fluent languages, don't they?
Or it's crazy, isn't it?
It sounds like it as well.
Yeah, that's probably because they knew the language from a past life, but it's all coming out.
You stop ruining it. We're trying to get people to come to a party.
I'm not ruining it. Anyway.
Hey, everybody, make sure that you bring your favourite gems with you on the boat.
That's not a bad idea.
Oh, Jesus.
Morning, guys.
Oh, the accent thing. Mm. I'm actually originally from Enniskillen, and I know my accent has slightly changed. And when I go home, I actually can't stand the accent.
Oh!
So I think over time you do pick up the lingo, but like not that short of a time. You know what you do? You have to record her and then play it back to her and see if she recognises herself. I know we all hate hearing our own voices and stuff.
Have you met Una?
Hey!
but yeah, that'd be annoying, especially a dub accent. Like, Jesus, of all the accents in Ireland.
Do you want to come to this party or not? I don't really have a dub accent anymore, though.
Oh, my
I?
God, you do. You have, like, a South County accent, like a South County dub accent. You know, when you say things like...
No, I don't.
How's the A? How's the A's on the way? Don't look at me like that. You do. Go on. Slag my Kerry accent now, why don't you? Go on. Go on. Catch him. No. Catch him. Catch him. I say catch instead of catch. It's just a thing I do. Hey, I'm proud of it. I'm proud of it.
Yeah.
How's the A?
I was told that I had a real Mead accent recently.
No, you have a dub. It has slightly...
Softened
a little bit. It's not like, oh my God... Anymore?
It was never on my
Oh,
God.
It was. Oh, totes was. Babes. I'm only joking.
Okay, keep your messages coming. 087-1102-107. Get it off your chest. What's going on this morning, Una?
So Aoife's sister has started to work in Dublin and she's coming home now and she's got a D4 accent and she's denying it when Aoife says it to her, but it's driving Aoife and her mum mad. So they don't know what to do. And Aoife's wondering if anyone in your life has ever come home with a different accent, like maybe they lived in America or Australia and they're coming on. And how you going? You know, after being a month in Australia.
Yeah.
So.
What about, actually, Donald, jump in there, producer Donald, because you're off of Manchester. When you go home, do they be like, geez, you sound very Irish?
No, they always said, I kind of said things, because they say I sing Irish songs in an Irish voice. Well, I don't, but people
prove
say
it.
Go on, sing a song now.
No.
Go on.
Boo. All right, we got a message here from Wendy in Galway.
Hi, Wendy in Galway. I can get in on the accents here. So I'm originally from Denmark, but I moved to Tunbridge Wells in the UK back in the 90s. And I adopted this accent at the time because this was the one that was going to get me better jobs. Anyway, I later on travelled to around New Zealand, etc., and Australia. And then when I came back, I had a twang and people thought that I was Antipodean or something. And now that I live in Ireland, my English friends think that I sound Irish. But of course, in Ireland, I sound pure English-like. Anyway, love you guys. Bye.
Bye. Definitely doesn't sound Irish.
No, definitely it's English, Wendy. It's a lovely accent.
Where did she say she was beforehand?
Denmark.
I'd like to hear your Denmark accent, please.
Yeah.
Una does a great Denmark accent.
I don't know how to do a Denmark accent.
Go on.
That's Dutch.
Is it? Yeah.
You looter.
See, I expect you to do the accent soon.
I genuinely don't know what it.
You're so good at the moon. All right, keep them coming. 087-1102-107. What do you do if somebody goes away and comes back with an accent? Any funny examples like that? I love when people go on holidays and come back with an accent. It's hilarious.
That's shocking.
Yeah, I know. But like, but people use the excuse, well, I can't help it. It's just I just become, you know, one at one when I'm away. Like,
right.
But okay. I'll go to Waterford now during the summer.
You'll be coming back on. Well, bye. Get it off your chest. This is coming from Aoife, and she is upset that her sister has moved to Dublin, and now she's come home and she's gone all D4, and it's driving Aoife and her mum mad. And they're like, is this normal? Has anyone else ever experienced this before?
I think we've all had it where we've had somebody good just go away, come back with an accent.
Hey guys, Nicola again. You've heard me enough. I definitely don't have an Irish twang.
I don't know. It's kind of quirk, isn't it?
No.
There's definitely a Manx accent here, but people sometimes say when we go back to England, oh, I can hear an Irish twang. There's definitely no Irish twang. When I go to school, as the kids take the mickey out of me for saying car, and the way I say farmer, they pretend, I'm sure they don't understand what I'm saying. And I've had to start saying terms like runners and oh, it'd be grand and bobbing because they don't know what I'm talking about if I say bobble or trainers. So yeah, but I definitely don't think I've got an Irish twang on me anyway.
Well, I don't think it's the case where you need to change the words of things. So we know what trainers are. We know what runners are. Yeah. We know what a bobbin is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we did have newspapers and magazines before the internet came along. Do you know what I mean? And television. Sure, we grew up watching a bit of Friends. Huh?
We did.
We know what a bobbin was.
Morning, Cooper and Una. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Hopefully the sun sticks around for a little bit longer. It's Andrew Leach here. So just in relation to today's Get It Off Your Chest, some people are very, they soak up the accents very quickly. My dad is one of these. He, no matter where we went on holidays when we were young, dad would be speaking like them within, I'd say, about 20 minutes of us being there. And we used to always be so embarrassed, be like, oh my God, would you stop? But yeah, some people, they just naturally pick up that accent and that's how they talk. I have a friend like that who moved over to, moved up to the north, to Derry, and I'd say within about 4 weeks, 5 weeks maybe, she completely spoke with a Northern accent. And even like saying 26, she'd be like, 26. Not mocking it, but I actually love it. But then she'd be down here for the weekend and she'd be speaking normal. So the first hour maybe down here, she'd be like still speaking Nordy. And then after that for the weekend, she would be pure Southern Irish. And then she'd go back up and she used to get a slagging up there. So some people just pick up the accents. Some people put it on. If it really bothers her that much, I know she's already said it to her sister, but maybe just start mocking her by speaking the way she speaks.
That's probably the best way. You know.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
It's Monday. That means we have a mystery guest.
All right. So we have been given three clues. The first clue that we're given, biggest office had white lines, a square and 14 teammates depending on them. So straight away that says GA to me anyway. All right. He proudly wore the maroon and white to be at the very top of his game.
That's Galway.
Has to be. And an All-Ireland of a man.
And is a bit of a pundit.
A bit of a pundit. My initial guesses was Fitzy.
You're not Fitzy off of Love Island.
I wish. I don't have as good a 10.
I think I know who this is. Is this James Skell?
Correct and right. 100%.
Hey, oh, it's lovely to talk to you. So you were part of the winning All-Ireland team when Galway won as she broke the drought. Was that 2017, 2018?
That was 2017. It feels like yesterday, Una, but it's, unfortunately it's 9 years ago.
What a day for the County of the Tribes. Oh my God. You broke the drought.
I have to say, success in Galway hurling, it's not as repetitive every year for us. So anytime we get in Ireland or even into a final, it's a good day. I have to say the place has gone wild at the moment. It's like Christmas for a child. We can't concentrate on anything else but the event coming up.
It's this weekend, the 19th of July. It's Galway versus Limerick. How are you feeling ahead of the game?
Would you believe I'm feeling quietly confident. Now I say that with a pinch of salt because of the team we're coming up against, but the semi-final performance against Cork was, I have to say, the best performance I had ever seen from a Galway team as a supporter in my lifetime. It was fantastic to beat a team like Cork by, I think it was 11 points in the finish.
Wow.
Would you believe was the biggest victory we had in 40 years in semi-finals. The Limerick team of late, everyone knows how good they are, how fantastic all their players are. But I have confidence in our guys. They can go up on performance and bring Liam McCarthy back to West.
Yay!
You can do it! Just the skill that is required in hurling is just incredible. Did you ever get any really bad injury?
Oh, good question.
Well, I have had some very bad injuries. The last time actually I played Limerick was in the Ireland final in 2018. I had to come off with a concussion.
Oh, God.
That wasn't ideal. Then I got an injury last year in a club game that I don't think is fit for radio.
Oh,
I won't comment any further on what happened.
I can imagine. Ooh,
yeah,
sore.
It was in the private region, Una.
Oh my God.
You didn't have to spell it out there, James. I have a song for Galway, right, that I wrote, and I want everyone in Croke Park to be singing this song, and I just thought that I would sing it for you now and just to see what you think of the song, okay?
Go for it.
I don't have anyone here with a guitar to play for me. I'm just going to have to sing it by myself, but you get the drift. Almost heaven, Cornamona, Mam Cross Crossroads and the Corrib River, the home of Crusties, City of the Tribes. Everybody sound there, nothing but good vibes. Or and more, Clare Galway, Ferbogord, and Loughrea, Cornamona, Corundulla, take Liam home, Mam Crossroads. That's it. Yeah.
Well, the silence. So Una took every area that she could remember off the top of her head.
I'm trying to fit Capitaggle in there.
I have to say, Una, you have a lovely thing in voice.
Oh, James.
Oh, tone deaf as well.
Hey, so final question. What is the predictions?
Well, it's a separation of head and heart. My heart is telling me Galway all the way, and my head is going to is telling me it's a Titanic battle.
Oh.
And we'll have to play very well to win this match. I have confidence. So I'm going to say Galway by 3 points.
Ooh, oh, nice. Yes.
We need to challenge you now for a game that we play with our mystery guest, and it's called the Yes No Game Show. Currently, the highest score is held by Tiny Tempa, and he has a high score of 7. So you have got to answer these questions without saying yes or no. All right, your 30 seconds start now.
Do you miss representing Galway?
I don't.
I wasn't expecting that.
Come on, it's on the clock.
Sorry, was winning the All-Ireland in 2017 the greatest day of your sporting career?
It was.
Do you still get nervous watching Galway play?
Sometimes.
Would you love to put on the Galway jersey one more time?
I would.
Were you the loudest player on the pitch when you were a goalkeeper?
Definitely.
Do goalkeepers deserve more credit than they get?
Absolutely.
Have you ever blamed a defender for conceding a goal?
All the time.
Have you ever celebrated a save more than a goal?
Oh, I'm caught.
Time is up.
You got me there.
You and Tiny Tempa are tied with 7 points.
Well done.
We are rooting for you in the All-Ireland final.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me. I love the show. I listen to you every morning.
What an absolute legend. Come on, Galway.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.